In God's grace and guidance, that we can come here to worship.
所以现在奉主耶稣圣名来查考，这是我所知道的。In
Lord Jesus Christ, we begin to study the topic of this is what I know.
我们请大家翻开诗篇56篇。
Let's all turn to Psalms 56.
诗篇56篇。
56 Psalm.
第八节。
Verse 8.
我几次流离，你都记住。 求你把我眼泪装在你的皮带里，这不都记在你的册子上吗？
Verse 8, you number my wanderings, put my tears into your bottle, are they not in your book?
第九节,
Verse 9,
我呼求的日子，我的仇敌都要转身退后，神帮助我，这是我所知道的。
Verse 9, when I cry out to you, that my enemies will turn back, this I know, because God is for me.
这是大卫的诗篇。
This is the Psalm of David.
在56篇一开头的时候，特别有一个描述，在什么情况下大卫写这篇诗？
So there's a subtitle before the Psalm, which describes the situation.
这里的罗斯，这是非利士人在加特城拿住大卫的时候。So
this is when David was captured by the Philistines in the Gath.
那时候他说这一篇诗。
So this is when he wrote the song.
然后他有一个特殊的曲调。There
is a very unique
有一个他作曲的这个调子，那个曲调就是他是用高兴的调还是用悲伤的调？It's
a unique tone to the song.
那所以他这首诗歌感觉上是应该是用那个远方的无声歌的，应该是类似像。 比较那种哀戚的那个曲调。So
it feels like he used a more sorrowful mood or tone to write this song.
因为他其实在急难当中，快要没命了。Because
he wrote the song when he was about to lose his life.
他非常需要神怜悯他，神救他。And
he needed the salvation of the Lord.
因为他现在已经落在敌人的手上了。Because
he has already been captured in.
这一首诗篇五十六篇的背景跟第34篇是一样的。So
the background of this psalm and Psalm 34 is similar.
诗篇里面有十三篇呢，它都有特别描述那个作者他的背景。So
some psalms describe the background of the psalmist.
有十三篇啊，一共有十三篇。There
are total 13 psalms that describe the background of the psalmist.
那34篇跟56篇都是同样背景写的。
And so Psalm 34 and 56 are written in the same situation.
那表示大卫他在被非利士人拿住这件事情，印象非常深刻。So
the being captured by the Philistine left a deep impression on David.
他其实是已经落在敌人，他是已经在敌人的那个王面前，他下一步可能就没命。And
at this point, he was already captured by his enemies before the king. And he was about to lose his life.
可是后来他蒙神拯救，他存活下来。But
he was preserved and he was delivered by the Lord.
那他存活的日子，你看他每次想到这件事情，他就会感激不尽。So
he cannot stop giving thanks after this experience.
所以他特别在一开头他说他做这个金诗，这个是一个特殊的一个音乐的名词，我们不是很明白它什么意思。 可是，一开始这个，Mictum。So
this song is a Mictum.
那这个希伯来文的意思我们不懂。
So we don't know what it means in Hebrew.
但是诗篇里面十六篇，五十六篇一直到六十篇，这一共有六篇的诗都是特别写大卫的经诗。So
from Psalm 56 to the 60th Psalm, it describes these songs as a Mictum.
那这个好像是他在默想、在回忆神在他身上的作为的时候，他所写的。不像来说，他是印象非常深刻的。It
seems like these psalms were written in times when David would reflect upon the grace of God, and he would write this, and he would write these psalms.
所以从56篇到60篇，每一篇都是在大卫在特殊的情况下写出。
And so from the 56 psalms to the 60th one, they were all David was in a unique situation when he wrote this psalm.
他那个曲子性质都差不多。
And the the content of the psalms were really similar.
他跟神祷告的内容差不多。
And the prayer which he offered to God was similar.
他都一直在提到他祈求神的怜悯。
So it was always when David when he cried out to God for his deliverance.
他祈求神一定要一定要来拯救他，不然他就没命。
He would cry out to God to save his life.
他要来投靠神。
And he wants to rely on God.
神是他唯一的依靠。
His God is his only reliance.
所以五十六篇他一直在提到说，如果他其实处在一个非常恐惧的环境里面。
So in this this desperate situation in which he was in,
我们如果很快的看一下撒母耳记上第二十一章。
If we turn to look at 1 Samuel.
撒母耳记上二十一章。
First Samuel chapter 21.
二十一章。从第十节开始，就是大卫为了逃避扫罗的追杀到加特去了。
So starting from the verse 10 of chapter 21 describes when David was running away from Saul to the city of Gath.
他已经被敌人认出来了。
So he was already recognized by his enemies.
第十二节，大卫将这个话放在心里，很甚惧怕加特王亚基。
So verse 12, when David took these words to heart, he was very much afraid of Achish.
因为他是杀死哥利亚的那位英雄
，because he was a hero that had slain Goliath。
那众人现在发现，他这个怎么跑到非利士人的那个境界里面来
？So the people wondered why he had escaped to the land of the Philistines。
当时候的非利士人不知道扫罗追杀大卫这个过程
，because the Philistines did not know the process in which Saul was pursuing David's life。
现在大卫觉得逃到非利士人的境界里面去，能够躲避扫罗的手。
So David thought it was safe for him to go into the land of Philistines to escape the hand of Saul.
他万万没有想到，他现在反而落在这个敌人的王的手上。
He did not realize that he has entered into the hands of his enemies.
他现在心里面非常恐惧。
So in his heart, he was very fearful.
那这个时候，你看五十六篇应该是他事后回忆的时候所写出。
So 56 Psalm is probably a reflection after he experienced this event.
翻回来五十六篇的第三节。
So if you look at Psalm 56,
我们知道后来大卫他就跑出来了。
So we know that he escaped.
那第三节五十六篇第三节，他说：“我惧怕的时候，我要依靠你。”
Verse 3, when I run, I am afraid, I will trust in you.
第四节，我依靠神，我要赞美他的话。我依靠神，必不惧怕。血气之辈能把我怎么样呢
？Verse 4, in God I will praise His word. In God I put my trust. I will not fear what can flesh do to me.
这里特别提到说，他惧怕的时候，他要依靠神。
Here it mentions that when he has fear in his heart, he will rely on God.
有神可以靠，他就不怕了。
When God is his reliance, he will no longer fear.
然后他就有一个信心，那血气之辈就是这些人能够对他怎么样
？So he has his faith, and what can people do to him?
不是他有多厉害
，not because how great or powerful he is,
而是这位他所依靠的神真的是可靠的。
But it is.Truly, the God in whom he puts his trust on is reliable.
这位神真的是爱他，怜悯他。
So God really loves him and is merciful towards him.
所以他现在发现说，这位神很关心他。
So David realized that God cares for him.
他甚至觉得说，他在这个逃亡的过程当中是怎么样的这样子颠沛流离，他是怎么样的几乎要丧命，他说神都一一的计算。
He reflects upon the process of escaping, how God would save his life in numerous situations.
甚至神都一一的把他的眼泪都把它装起来。
And even God had kept all his tears in the bottle.
然后他所说的，神都把它记在他的册子上。
Whatever David said, God has recorded in his book.
那表示神很关心大卫啊，这个。
So it means that God truly cares for David.
所以现在大卫他得出一个结论，他说。我知道一件事情
，so David comes to a conclusion. Says I know one thing.
他说神是帮助我的
，God is my helper.
这是他事后他很深刻的体验，这是他一辈子都不能忘记。
This is something that he experienced and he can never forget for his entire life.
这位神是这么样关心他
，This is how much God truly cares for him.
我们有时候会发现我们人间的一些事情，我们就比如说在家庭里面，在社会里面，有很多事这样子。好像很复杂，对我们来说是天大的大事。
So sometimes we know that in life we encounter situations in which we feel like they are unsolvable.
有时候我们在这里会常常听到那个直升机在空中盘旋。
sometimes the church we hear the helicopters blowing around the sky.
那如果有直升机上面的时候，通常都会听到警车嗡嗡叫的声音呢。
Usually when we hear helicopters in the sky, we know that there are cops flying around.
通常都是警察在抓歹徒的时候。
This is the time when the police is trying to capture
criminals. 这里常常会发生这种事，因为附近就有casino。
There's oftentimes it happens quite often because there's a casino around.
所以就从空中而去抓这些犯罪的人。
So the helicopter will try to pinpoint those who are
involved. 有时候还会听到警察在空中跟他喊话。
And sometimes you hear the police in the sky trying to direct the
criminals. 抓这个人
to capture them.
那通常直升机的话飞得低。
And many times the helicopters would
fly
very low, or else they will not be able to see.
有时候我们想一想，神在天上。
So when we think about this, we know that God is in heaven.
我们如果飞到了三万尺的高空去。
If we go to altitude of 30,000 feet,
我们坐飞机在三万尺的空中,
on the plane we are about 30,000 feet.
我们从那个高空上看下来，我们能够看到人吗？ 看不到。
We look down from that high up, can we see people?
那如果到了太空站去啊,
if we were to go to outer space,
它通常只能看到一个很巨大的这个建筑物。
We'll be only able to recognize a very, really big architecture.
当然现在卫星很进步，它可以看得比较仔细，可以看得比较细的。Well,
technologies these days, we can both zoom in on these small objects.
可是真的我们人很渺小。Human
beings are indeed really small.
到了天上去就看不到我们的存在。
We go high
enough.我们人间的一些事情，你说抢劫啦，或者是说这个人跟人吵架。So
we think about like criminal activities or arguments.
从天上看根本看不到。Can't
see these events from.
我们每个人似乎都没有存在一样。Just
like we do not exist at all.
那更不用说从其他星球看我们人类在地球上的任何活动。
Speak about looking at human activities from a different planet.
所以其实我们真的很渺小。
So we, as human beings, we are minute.
这位神是至高的神，住在我们人不能靠近的光里。
And so this God whom we worship is in a high place.
这个宇宙是他在掌控，他在让它存活。
So this universe is under the control of His hands.
神是这么样的全能。
This is how almighty and powerful God is.
但是神 他现在却看到我们在地上的这个每一个个体。
God in heaven sees our each one of us.
他就是我们没有一个人能够离开他的目光。
We are unable to escape from His eyesight.
那对我们每一个审判来说，他更看到我们每一个人的内心去了。
So for us who belong to Him, He sees our inner heart.
所以神，他就好像是用。 他是用一个很远很远的望远镜在看我们，用很微小的显微镜在看我们的心。So
it's like He is looking from us from very really far away with a telescope, looking into our hearts.
他为什么要这样对我们呢
？So why does He care for us?
因为他关心我们一个人。Because
He cares for us.
所以大卫他觉得他的眼泪，神都一一的把它记录，把它收起。So
it feels like David feels like God has kept every single one of His tears in a bottle.
所以表示神真的是很关心我们人。
So it means that God truly cares for each one of us.
今天我们如果很多职位很高，我们很忙，这样我们不会管到一些小事情。So
we have, if we are busy with our lives, we do not mind. We are not mindful of this.
我们今天老百姓的一个小事情，对掌权的总统来说，他没有时间来管我们这些小事。So
the problems that we have as common people, the people in higher authority, like the president, does not have enough time for it. To take care of
如果我们的事情动到总统直接来处理，那这个人就非常重贵。But
if we are important to the point where the president will take matters into his own hands, means we are really important.
这个事情可能真的是关国家大事。The
matter that we have will be a big news.
但是我们今天，我们其实都是一个微不足道的人。But
today we are people that are not as important.
可是这位至高的神却这样子，他来关心我们每一个细节。God
whom we worship. God Almighty God cares for every single detail.
我们看到神的爱,
so we see the love of God.
然后我们看到神，他对我们是怎么样的细心照顾。
So we see how how much God pays attention to each one of our lives.
马太福音第十章啊，第三十节特别说，其实我们的头发神都算过。
So in the Gospel of Matthew, we mentioned that even the number of hair that we have on the head, God has counted.
如果没有神允许，我们一般头发都不会掉。
If God does not will, not even one hair, a follicle of hair will fall off.
表示神他真的是关心到我们每一个生活的细节，我们的生命对他来说很重要。
It means that God cares about our lives to the very detail.
那今天神所看重的，还并不是我们今天说我今天有什么困难，好，那神帮助。
So God looks beyond just our difficulties that we see in life.
他说我们今天在生活当中所经历的这个我们的一些事情，神都把它记录。
So every situation in which we encounter, God has remembered them.
诗篇的139篇嘛。
If you look at Psalm 139.
139篇。
Psalm 139.
第十六节。
Verse 16.
第十六节。我未成形的体质，你的眼早已看见了。你所定的日子，我尚未度一日，你都写在你册上。
Verse 16. Your eyes saw my substance, being yet unformed.And in your book, they were all written.
那各位看到说，你看神，他其实没有所谓的时间的问题。我们还没有出生以前，我们这一辈子所有的事，在他面前都已经记录过。
God is not bound by space and time, so everything that happens in our lives, God already knew before we came to this world.
这在说明神他是掌管一切。
So this is to explain that God is in control of all things.
每一个生活上的细节，甚至小细节，神都知道。
All the intricate details in our lives, God knows.
那所以每一件事情的发生，都有神的旨意在。
So everything that happens in our life is according to the will of God.
所以你看大卫，他后来在回想他所经历的。
So when David looks back and thinks about what reflects upon what he experienced,
他得到一个结论：神是帮助我。
He came to one conclusion that God is helper.
我如果愿意呼求神，那么我就得拯救。
If I am willing to cry out to God, then God will deliver me.
所以他现在一直很强调说，他要专心倚靠神。
So he in the psalm mentioned that he wants to focus on relying on God.
五十六篇第十一节，他是重复第四节的，他一直强调说，我要倚靠神，就不惧怕。人能把我怎么样？
So there's repetition from verse 11 and verse 4 that in which David says that he has put his trust in God.
所以我倚靠神，你看大卫他知道神是帮助他的，我们知道吗？
So David has put his trust in God.
我们知道吗？
Do we know that?
我们很肯定神是帮助我们的。
Are we sure that God is also our helper?
所以我们就看到大卫他对神的认识很深入。
So we know that.David had deep understanding of God.
第五十六篇，他相信这位神是有怜悯的神。
From this 56 Psalm, we know that God is a merciful God.
这位神是肯帮助人的神。
This is God in which he's willing to help others.
这位神是救他的脚不会跌倒的神。
This is a God in which he will keep his feet from falling.
所以第十三五十六篇第十三节，因为你救护我的命。五十六篇第十三节说：“你救我的命，脱离死亡，你岂不是救我的脚不跌倒，使我在生命光中行在神面前吗？”
Psalm 56:13. For you have delivered my soul from death, have not kept my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living.
这个就是他对神的认识。
So this is describes the understanding of God.
神其实就是要引导他的脚走在生命的光里。
So God wants to lead his feet into the light of the living.
我们就看到大卫，他就是以这样的原则走在神的路。
So this principle, David walks in the path of the Lord.
他很敬畏这位神。
He worships and trusts in his God.
因为这位神是万事都能做。
Because this is God that can do all things.
你看约伯，他后来受苦之后，他也得到一个结论了。
So after, if you look at Job, for example, Job, after all his sufferings, he also came to one conclusion.
他最后跟神说
At the end, he told God.
他说他知道一件事
I know one thing.
我们看约伯记四十二篇
Let us turn
四十二章
to Job 42.
约伯记四十二章
Job chapter 42.
第一节
Job chapter 42 verse 1.
第一节耶和华回答神说，第二节，我知道你万事都能做，你的旨意不能拦阻。
Job 42 verse 1, then Job answered the Lord and said, 2, I know that you can do everything, and that no purpose of yours can be withheld from you.
也就是说，这位神是全能的神。
In other words, this God is almighty.
耶伯经过了苦难之后，他了解神有他的时候，有他的方法，拯救人度过这个难关。
So after experiencing all the sufferings, he came to the conclusion that God is one that can deliver us from all types of situations.
神的旨意不能聊，不能拦阻的。
There's nothing that can stop your will.
也就是说，神他是有绝对的权柄。
So you know that God has complete authority.
所以他现在了解两件事：神是全能的，神按照他的旨意在行事。
So you know that God is omnipotent, and God does according to His will.
哦，所以你看，有对神有这个认识之后，耶伯他后来的生命就不一样了。
So after having this understanding of God, Job's life is different.
他真的是走在神的指示里面。
Walks in the will and guidance.
我们可以从耶伯的故事后面看他怎么样照神的吩咐，你看，为他的三个朋友献祭、祷告、求神原谅。
And so we can see that afterwards, how Job went to give offering to God for his three friends, and how he was able to lead his friend.
他真的是与神同行，真的是行在神的光明里。
This is truly walking in the light of.
然后神就再次祝福给他。
And once again, God blessed him.
所以我们所知道的是什么
？So what do we actually know?
这位神是全能的神。
That God is Almighty.
这位神他是按照他的旨意行事的。
God does according to His will.
今天我们所遭遇的事情，必然有神的旨意。
Whatever we encounter today, there is the will of God behind it.
那如果我们认识、知道说，这位神是帮助我的，那我们就不用害怕。
But if we know that God is one that's going to help us, then we no longer have to fear.
可是我们有时候总是信心不足啊。
A lot of times we do not have enough faith.
有时候说的容易，要碰真的碰到了，我们就会有很多的挣扎。
A lot of times it seems to be like we have faith. Seems to have faith, but when we encounter it, it's very difficult for us.
我们看诗篇五十五篇。
Let us turn to Psalm 55.
五十五篇是大卫的另外一篇诗篇。
So Psalm 55 is another Psalm of David.
这也是他的祷告。
It's also another prayer.
你看他一开头在说，求你留心听我的祷告，不要隐藏，不要不听我的恳求。
So the verse 1 is that give ear to my prayer, O God, and do not hide yourself from my supplication.
第二节说，求你侧听我，应允我，我哀叹不安，发生哀恨。
Verse 2, attend to me and hear me, I am restless and I complain and noisily.
第三节，都因为仇敌的声音，恶人的欺压，因为他们将罪孽加在我身上，发怒气逼迫我。
Verse 3, because the voice of the enemy, because the oppression of the wicked, for they bring down trouble upon me and that they eat me.
五十五篇其实是大卫他另外一个很不幸的遭遇。
So verse 55 is another unfortunate event.
这一篇诗篇应该是他年老的时候写的。
So this is Psalm that he wrote in his latter years.
他也再一次处在一个很恐惧、害怕的环境里。
So he was in a fearful and frightful situation.
他第四节描述说，他的心疼痛，使得惊惶临到我身。恐惧战惊归到我身，惊恐漫过了我。
So verse 4, which is that my heart is severely pained within me, and the terrors of death have fallen upon me.
你看，也就是说，你看，再一次的，他又落到了这样一个很害怕的情绪当中。
So once again, he has entered into a situation in which he is very fearful.
那其实这个时候是因为有来自外人的逼迫。
Because this time is because there is oppression from the outside.
那这个逼迫其实跟五十六篇的不一样。
So this is a question is different than the question he faced.
五十六篇的仇敌是敌人、非利士人要捉他，
所以
要杀他。
The enemy in 56 was the Philistine that captured and wanted to kill him.
但是五十五篇，他现在所面临的这些仇敌，他现在恐惧是来自于内部，原来是他的知己的朋友，跟他是同行的敬拜神，现在反过来要伤害他。
In Psalm 55, it mentions that the pain is from within and from his friends that have turned their backs against him.
55篇的背景应该是大卫在逃避亚沙龙追杀的时候，
So Psalm 35 is written in a time when David was running away from his son Absalom.
当他发现他的一个很好的参谋，跟他很近的啊，这个人竟然背叛他了。
So he realized that his one of his closest people in his life, his counselor, has turned against him.
那现在反过来要站在亚撒龙那边，要来取他的命。
Now this counselor that he had is now sided with this Absalom and wanted to take his life.
他发现这个事实之后，他非常震惊。
He was very shocked when he realized this.
因为他很了解这个人，他的手段是非常厉害的。Because
he knows that this friend that he once had is
所以那时候大卫是极其恐惧。And
so David was very fearful.
那这个时候，你看他怎么办？
So at this time, what do you do?
因为通常如果我们是在恐惧慢慢的时候，
so in times of fear,
我们会有什么表现？
What type of reaction?
我们想，我们会做什么？
What would we do?
如果我们有机会，我们可能逃避，躲起来。
And if we had the opportunity, we would probably run away.
这也是大卫的方法。
And this is also the method of David.
第六章第六节他说：“但愿我有翅膀，像鸽子一样，可以飞到远，又可以飞到旷野去，躲起来。”
Verse 6, he likens himself as a dove and he can fly away.
我到那个逃离这个现场，我就可以得安息了。
And if he can flee from this situation, he will receive peace.
这些通常也都是我们人很自然反应。
And this is a natural reaction that human beings have.
但是这个时候，其实我们看大卫他一开头的做法。
But if you look at the beginning and what David does,
他现在在恐惧当中，他知道这是来自于人的这个逼迫跟患难。
So when he's very fearful and he knows the situation is stemming from the oppression of people.
虽然他很期待说，但愿能有翅膀飞走，但他没有办法，没有翅膀，他不可能飞走啊。
And though he feels like he has wings to fly away, but he does not have.
那他怎么办呢？
So what does he do?
这个恐惧的心，其实最后让他能够变成祷告的一种动力，就来祷告求神。
So the fear in his heart ended up being his motivation to pray.
他现在说敌人欺压我，我心里哀恨不安，怎么办？他说我要求神来听我祷告的声音。
So he wanted to voice out his prayer to God in times of oppression.
所以我们在恐惧不安的时候要祷告。
So we are in times of fear, we must pray.
这是因为我们知道神是帮助我们。
Because we know that God is our helper.
我们祷告他会听的。
We pray the Lord will listen to us.
如果我们能够这样子对神有深入的体验，
and we have this experience with God,
我们就可以处理我们生活当中面临的各种情况。
That we'll be able to face any circumstance in the life.
我们有真的有时候害怕，有时候情况是我们没办法掌握的时候，我们就会想到很多如果怎么样就怎么样。
Sometimes in our lives we encounter situations which we cannot control, we have no control over, and we start to think about what could happen.
其实祷告是最好方法。But
actually prayer is the best solution.
55篇谈到接下去大卫另外一个情绪。
Psalm 55 describes a different situation of David.
他在第十二节。
In verse 12.
他现在发现说，不是仇敌辱骂我。 也不是恨我人向我狂大。
So verse 12, for it is not an enemy who reproaches me that I have bear.
13节说，他说，不料是你，你原是与我平等，是我的同伴，是我知己的朋友。
13, but it was you, a man of my equal, my companion, and my acquaintance.
第14节，我们素常彼此谈论，以为甘甜，我们与群众在神的殿中同行。
Verse 14, we took sweet counsel together and walked in the house of God in the throne.
你看这个不料是你，这个说明一个什么样的情绪
？But it was you. So what type of situation is described?
这个就是他非常的震惊啊。
So this is
很震惊的一个。
So this is when he is very shocked.
那同时也一定是很愤怒的。
At the same time, he is very furious.
因为这个人本来是应该帮助的，怎么现在反过来要来捅他一刀呢？
Because this person was supposed to be helping on his side, but now has turned against him.
所以我们就看到这个时候，大卫他想到的是，我这个本来跟我们一起敬拜神的，现在竟然背弃了这个约，反过来要来攻击。
So this person, when we used to work together in the house of God, now is turned against me.
我就发现，其实 如果我们遇到这样情况的时候，我们真的会很愤怒。
So if we encounter this type of situation, we will be furious.
那我们很愤怒的时候，我们通常会做什么
？So what would we do in our anger?
啊，通常我们愤怒的时候，就好像心中有一把火，啊，不吐不快。如果没有去讲出来，就会内伤，就自己没有办法承受。
So a lot of times we have this anger, we would feel like we need to express ourselves and let it out, or else we would be unable to go on.
我们如果修养比较好的，就去找别人诉诉苦。
And some people, if they're better, we would go on to complain to another person.
如果我们控制不了，就找人当面讲，那个理论。
And if we are unable to control something, we would go to that person.
我们不然就是暴怒，就反击。
Or we would take a matter to our own.
但是这样做法有用吗
？But are these methods very?
其实没有用。
Very
当我们在愤怒的时候，我们去说的话，去做的事，通常都不会有造就。
A lot of times, the things that we do in anger will not be edifying.
但是我们人很自然都会想要这样做。
But naturally, human beings like to act in such a way.
可是如果我们知道神是帮助我们的
，But if we know that God is our helper,
我们是站在神这一边的。
We are standing on the same side as God.
大卫其实他很清楚，他是很敬畏神的。
So David knew that he was one that was very fervent.
因为就好像他有机会去要去拿扫罗的命，他都不敢。
So when he had a situation to take Saul's life, he dared not to.
第五十七篇就是大卫在洞里面，这个时候其实扫罗是在他手上。
So in Psalm 57, it was described a situation in which David was in the cave and Saul's life was in his hands.
可是大卫他不敢去伸手去害，甚至连割一下他的那个衣襟，他都觉得很不应该。
And he dared not to lay a finger on Saul, and he felt really bad for even.
所以他是很敬畏神的。
And so he was the one that feared God.
他现在面临的这个情形，他的知己的人竟然管不了要杀他。
And so now the situation in which his own people wanted to kill him.
其实他很气的，他现在内心是很不平静的。
So in actuality, he was actually very angry.
他在五十五篇第十五节他说：“愿死亡忽然临到他们。”
So he prayed for the death of this person.
啊，愿他们活活的下入阴间。
So that they can go down alive into hell.
但是他这些话都是跟神说的。
But these words he had spoken to God.
所以他把他的情绪在向神表达。
So he expressed his emotions to God.
他这些话如果去跟人讲，那就惨了。
But if he used these words to speak towards men, then he would be doomed.
可是他现在跟神说：“哎，神都听到了。”
But when he spoke of these words to God, God heard.
他把他这个心里面这个情绪跟神说，这个结果天差地别。
So there's a great difference when he expresses emotion to God rather than man.
大卫知道神是帮助的
，because God, David knew that God was his reliance.
所以他即使在怒气当中
，so even though he was in anger,
他都把他的怒气控制下来，他用祷告的方式跟神诉说。
And so he would be able to control himself and control his anger and express it to God.
跟神说的话。
These words in which he spoke to God,
神已经记住了。
God will remember them.
神按照他的旨意去判断这个人。
And God will judge the person according to his will.
所以其实大卫是一个聪明人，他是有智慧。
So David was a man that was full of wisdom.
他知道这个神是公义的神。
And he knew that God was a just God.
所以这件事情应该由神来处理。
So he allowed God to take care of the situation.
那他自己本身
，And he himself,
他现在就把所有的重点都放在神身上。
Put all his worries onto God.
他的话跟神说
，His words he spoke to God.
不要去跟人说
，Do not speak.
因为说了之后，在怒气中讲的话不会造就。怒中的话不会成就神的意。
His words which we speak in anger will not be edifying.
因为神，他甚至都把我们的眼泪都装起来了。
Because God has kept every single one of our tears.
那我们祷告，他怎么会不听
？So how can he not listen to our prayer?
所以。神是帮助我的，这件事情是我知道的。
So he is very sure that God is his helper.
就会让我们在生活当中碰到一些情况的时候，我们的做法会不一样。
So if we are sure of this too, then when we encounter situations in our lives, we will act differently.
所以我们在恐惧当中，我们跟神祷告。
So in times of our fear, then we pray to God.
我们在愤怒的时候，先跟神祷告。
In times of anger, we pray to God.
在祷告的时候，你要讲什么话，尽可跟神说，都无所谓。
Prayer, we can speak anything we would like to God.
但千万不要先去跟人说。
But we must not speak to them.
去说了，即使一个情绪的话，去说了， 连小事都变成大事，到最后不能做事。
Because if we can not control emotions and express it to people, then something small can turn to something.
其实我们人跟家族有时候有些摩擦，一些不愉快是难免。
This is inevitable that when we have a relationship with people, then there will be unfavorable situations.
但是这个时候，这个有摩擦的时候，就是考验我们到底相信神多少。
But in these situations, will determine how much we trust in God.
我们是否真的相信神是帮助？
How much do we truly believe that God will help us?
听我祷告
and that God will listen to our prayer.
神是有怜悯的神
God is a merciful God.
他知道我在这个时候很苦
and He knows that we are very bitter at this time.
那我跟他祷告
then I will pray to Him.
我求神怜悯
and I will ask God to
have mercy on
me. 神都知道，他都写下来 and God will record all these.
写在他的册子上
God will write them in His book.
最后，神一定用公义的审判来奖赏我。
God will bless us according to His righteousness.
那当然，如果我们有错，神要处罚我们也应该的。
那么 ，we have wrong, then God is right for God to.
如果是别人的错，那神自然会处理，我们都不用担心。
If it is we have no wrong, then naturally God will take care of.
这叫做我们相信神是帮助。
And this is truly relying on God.
那这样子，我们的生活就会改变。
And then our lives will be different.
很多事我们不会为了想要说，我一定会有自己出一口气。
And we will not fight for ourselves.
我们如果出一口气，别人出两口气，就一定是爆炸。
And if we fight for ourselves and the other person fights back, then the situation will be very bad.
所以其实我们知道，我们的主是活着的。
We know that our God is just a living God.
主是最大的。
And our Lord is the greatest.
他是公义的，他的审判绝对不会错的。
And His judgment and His righteousness will always be right.
所以我们认识神是帮助我们的。我们同时一定认识知道神是公义的审判者。
So we know that God truly loves us, and we know that God is also righteous.
看诗篇119篇。
Let's look at Psalm 119.
119篇。
Psalm 119.
75节。
Psalm 119 verse 75.
75节说：主啊，我知道你的判语是公义的，你使我受苦是以诚实待我。
Verse 75. I know, Lord, that your judgments are right.That faithfulness you have afflicted me.
76节说，求你照着应许仆人的话，以慈爱安慰我。
76, let I pray your merciful kindness be for my comfort, according to your word to your servant.
你看这里，在这里，诗篇作者也是说，我知道主你的判断是公义。
So the psalmist is sure that the Lord's judgment is right.
即使是让我受苦，都是神你以诚实待我吧。
It is through faithfulness that God has afflicted us.
就是神他是为了要训练我们。
It is that God is trying to
他让我们受苦，其实对我们有益的。
To let us suffer so we may grow.
遇到一些不如意的情况，其实就是训练我们。
And when we encounter unfavorable situations, it is to mold us.
其实有时候我们做父母亲的，你想想。神的方法，神有时要训练每一个人，让我们遇到一些艰苦患难，以艰难又当饼，以困苦又当水喝嘛。
A lot of times as parents, we know that God will allow us to encounter sufferings, to
让困苦当做饼当水来喂养我们，让我们成长。
He would use our suffering as our bread and water in order for us to grow.
因为这个就是成长的成熟的过程。
Because this is a process of maturation.
所以神哦，他很懂得训练人。
So God knows how to mold and train people.
但是反过来，我们做父母亲的，我们有时候不忍心看儿子受苦。
A lot of times as parents, we cannot see our son suffer.
想说，如果我是爱他的话，帮他为他准备一切。
We feel like we really love them and we prepare everything for them.
但其实有时候生活过得太舒适了，真的不会成长。
A lot of times if their lives are too comfortable, then they're unable to grow.
所以才有他们社会上的调查，他们在认为说，这些现在这些企业家有名的这些有成功的比较有成功的社会上有成功的人，
so there's
基本上都是从贫苦的家庭长大比较多。
So there's a study that these successful people today are usually come from a family that was that struggled.
可是等到他们成功了以后呢，接下来对他们的孩子呢？就没有办法去重复那个很困苦的环境。
But once they're successful, they're unable to put their children through the same process in which they suffer.
所以才会说富不过三代啊。
So there's a saying that goes that a wealth cannot last for more than
但是如果这个做父母的能够真的用像神这个方式来到孩子啊，有时候啊这点苦对他们来说，这是一个很重要的成长过程，他们才会真的长大。
And Spencer, if we use the same way God trains us, then if we allow our children to go through some suffering, then this will allow them to mature.
我们看神在训练大卫是这样子。
So this is the same way which God trained David.
他年轻的时候，他是这样追杀、逃亡这样子，甚至离死只有一步。
And so through David's youth, he would always be fleeing away from his life.
但是也就是这样子锻炼出了大卫对神这个坚定的信靠，他对神这么深入了解。But
it is also through the same process in which David had greater understanding of God.
哦，所以这位神是公义的主。
So we know that the God we worship is righteous God.
他一定会处理我们所遇到的边区的。He
will solve our problems in which we encounter.
看诗篇140篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 140.
140篇。
Psalm 140.
第12节。
Psalm 140, verse 12.
我知道神必为困苦人伸冤，必为穷乏人辩屈。
Verse 12. I know that the Lord will maintain the cause of the afflicted and the justice for the poor.
13节，义人必要称赞你的名，正直人必住在你面前。
13. Truly the righteous shall give thanks to your name, the upright shall dwell in your presence.
所以其实这个都是我们敬拜的神。
So indeed, this is the God we worship.
我们落在困苦、穷乏的时候，神都知道。
In times of affliction, God knows.
这是为什么大卫他在50几天的时候，他就一直强调说：“神啊，求你怜悯我，怜悯我。”一直在重复。
This is why David continually told God and requested God's mercy on him.
因为神就是这么样怜悯神。
Because this is how much God is merciful.
所以他很放心的要来投靠在神的翅膀底下。
So he was he's assured that he is able to put his reliance on the wings of God.
他说我要求问这个至高的神。
He wants to inquire of this Almighty God.
神必然施用施展他的慈爱、怜悯来拯救我。
God will use his mercy and kindness to deliver me.
所以神是帮助我们的。 So
God is our helper.
这是我所知道的。 This
is what I know.
那如果我们知道之后，
This is what we know.
其实我们的生活可以变得 很轻松的。
And our lives will be very easy to walk on.
我们如果能够在神面前真的成为义人、正直人，
If we are able to really be a righteous and upright person before God.
义人不是说我们自己能够做多好。
Righteous is not in the sense where we can do things.
而是真的我们把主耶稣基督的救恩把它抓住了。
But it is truly to hold on to the salvation.
我们不足的地方，主耶稣都帮我们补足。
And whatever we are lacking, God will complete it for us.
我们如果愿意真的把主耶稣披戴在身上，
If we truly put on Christ,
那我们真的是照主的话在做。
We walk according to His words.
我们必然成为正直的。
Then we will naturally be an upright person.
我们在生活里面，不管遇到什么情况，我们都可以找到那个得力量的秘诀。
We will find a secret to obtaining strength in any circumstances.
所以，这位神是值得我们敬拜。
So this is a God who is worthy of our praise.
我们大可把所有的一切重担交给他。Give
all our burdens and give it to Him.
看诗篇55篇。
Let us turn back to Psalm 55.
诗篇55篇。
Psalm 55.
第二小节。
Verse 22.
你要把你的重担卸给神，他必抚养你，他永不叫义人动摇。
22. Cast your burden on the Lord, and He shall sustain you. Shall never permit the righteous to be moved.
这是我所知道的。
This is what I know.
我们可以把所有的重担卸给神。
We cast all our burdens onto
Him. 他要抚养我们。
And He will sustain us.
他帮我们挑起这个重担。
And He will carry a burden for us.
他说他永不叫义人动摇。
He will never allow the righteous to be moved.
义人是会受苦的。
The righteous will suffer.
但是义人可以因信得生命。
But the righteous through faith shall gain life.
因为义人一定是被神所保护。
Because the righteous is a people that God will.
神会带领我们走过生活当中任何一个困境。
God will be able to guide us to any situation we face.
那我们真的可以藏在他翅膀底下，只要我们愿意，我们一定可以得到保护。
He allows us to be beneath His wings and receive His protection.
这位神充满慈爱怜悯。
So this is a God that is full of mercy and kindness.
彼得前书也是这样说的。
So First Peter also mentions.
我们看彼得前书第5章。
First Peter chapter 5.
圣经的道理，旧约跟新约是一贯的。 没有那么冲突。
The teaching of the Bible do not contradict itself.
彼得前书五章的第七节。
First Peter chapter five verse one.
第七节
verse seven.
你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。
Verse seven, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you.
第八节说，务要谨守、警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同火叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的。
Verse eight, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour.
第九节，你们要用坚固的信心抵挡他，因为知道你们在世上的众弟兄也是经历这样的苦难。
Verse nine, resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brother in the world.
这里告诉我们说，把一切的忧虑卸给神。
So this passage tells us to rely on God.
因为神他会怜悯他。
Because God has your care upon him for each and
every 一个需要，每一个困难，神都看着。
For every need and every difficulty, God.
每一个眼泪，神都收集下。
All the tears the Lord has collected.
但是同时，他要我们要警醒。
But at the same time, He wants us to be vigilant.
要谨守。
To be sober.
也就是说，当我们把忧虑卸给神的时候
，Meaning if we are when we cast our
care upon him, 我们就不是一身轻了，对不对？没有事吗？什么事情都是交给神的。那我们干嘛
？So what do we do after we cast all our burdens on?
其实，当我们把重担交给神的时候
，after we cast our，
主耶稣说他把他的轻的轭放在我们的肩上。轻的轭，真的轭，主耶稣的轭跟我们换的
yoke。So God's yoke will come upon us.
主耶稣的轭是什么
？So what is the yoke?
就是要去传福音
，and it is
就是要去关心这些神的羊
，and it's to care for his sheep。
所以我们的事情，神帮我们担走。
And so our burden and care, the Lord.
我们去做主耶稣带我们去做的。
And we do what the Lord wants us to do.
所以把我们的忧虑卸给他。
So cast our worry.
真的可以很放心的来为神的事情努力。
Then we can put our whole heart to doing what He wills.
然后他说，这个魔鬼他不甘心，他要到处破坏。
So also make sure the devil is seeking whom he may devour.
那我们只要用坚固的信心，就能够抵挡魔鬼的攻击。
If we're able to stand fast in faith, then we can not be harmed by the devil.
所以我们知道神是帮助我们。
So we know that God is our helper.
我们一定要坚固这样的信心。
We must have this type of faith.
有这个信心之后呢，我们很多事情都可以做出来。
And with this type of faith, we can do many things.
很多事情我们做不到，其实因为没有信心。
A lot of things we cannot do because of our lack of faith.
我们没办法信祷告，因为我们觉得，哇，如果我没有吃东西，我身体可能不行。
Sometimes we cannot get ourselves to pray because we feel weak.
我们如果没办法机会的话，我们如果说我们没做这个事情，我时间损失，我没办法完成我工作。
And so sometimes we are unable to find time because we feel like we have more important needs.
我们如果把重点放在我们自己身上。
We put the focus on ourselves.
或者是把眼光放在我们的仇敌，哇，这些人对我这么坏。
Or put a focus on our enemies and how badly they mistreat us.
那我们自己的软弱，哇，我实在是不行。
And we look at our own shortcomings.
我们越看越没信心。
And the more we look at focus on these things, the more the less faith we will have.
如果我们把目光放在神身上
，But if we put our focus on God,
这位神是帮助
that God will help us.
我把忧虑重担都卸给他。
Put our worries and cares onto Him.
神会担去
，God will carry for us.
我们不用担心。
Then we will not have to worry.
所以我们的心要坚定。
So our hearts must be steady.
对神坚定之后，我们就会得到喜乐。
When we are steadfast in the Lord, we will receive joy.
我们在服事当中就喜乐。我们在敬畏神的时候，一定喜乐。
In terms of our worship and servitude, we will receive joy.
来看五十七篇第七节。
Let's turn to Psalm 57, verse 7.
五十七篇第七节，神啊。我心坚定，我心坚定，我要唱诗，我要歌颂。
Verse seven, my heart is steadfast, O God, my heart is steadfast. I will sing and give praise.
第八节说，我是鹰啊，你当兴起；青色啊，你们当兴起。我自己要及早兴起。
Verse eight, awake, my glory, awake, lute and harp. I will awaken the dawn.
你看这个地方，他在自我要求，我的心要坚定。
Here he is requesting himself, requiring himself to be steadfast.
他这个坚定表示他对神是。有信心。
So when he is telling his heart to be steadfast, he has faith in God.
信心就带来胜利。
And this his faith will bring about victory.
那有胜利，你看打胜仗，唱诗歌颂神。
And after he's being victorious, then he will praise God. sing and praise God。
哦，所以他自己要求自己，我要及早醒醒，我一定要把我的用时间来变成清醒。
So he wants to awaken in the dawn and use his time to praise God。
要怎么样坚定？我们要怎么样这个知道说主是帮助我的？这个信念能够很清楚。
So how do we be assured that to be steadfast in the Lord and God will help, that God will help us？
没有办法说，我就在坐在第四梯前面。然后去 shopping 的时候，自然会信心就会好。
It's not come naturally when we are shopping or watching TV。
不会，是要像这里说，我提早醒起。
It means that we must rise up early。
那意思就是说，我是要祷告。
Meaning that we must pray。
哦，所以55篇的第17节是16节。
So do we have 55 or 16? Psalm 55 or 16。
至于我要求告神，神必拯救。
Psalm 55 or 16, as for me, I will call upon God and the Lord will say, shall say,
17节, 我要晚上早晨响午哀声悲叹，他也必听我的声音。
17, even in the morning and at noon, I'll pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice.
这个就是一次三次祷告的经文。
And so this is the verse to pray three times a day.
所以我们要在祷告上下功夫。
So we must put effort.Prayer.
这里在提到他这个是多么重视祷告。
So、here, an emphasis how important prayer is.
这是我们国所知道的。
And this is what I know.
我们要真的得到坚定的信心，一定是要接着祷告。
We must have, in order to have steadfast faith, it must be through prayer.
当我们求告神，神必拯救。
And we cry out to the Lord will save us.
我们依靠神，必不惧怕。
If we rely on him, we will no longer fear.
我们依靠神，我们就可以把那个怒气消除。
We rely on God, and we will no longer be in God.
因为神他顾念，
because the Lord cares for us.
一起来上去。
Let us sing.
151。
151。